Are you still working in your day job while growing your business? Well, Katie Allen asked a really cool question. She asked me for tips on how to manifest business success when working in your job leaves you feeling exhausted, burnt out, and really struggling to tap into that abundance mindset. So, in this episode, we're going to talk about how to use law of attraction to help you make money as quickly as possible and build your beautiful new business while you're still working in your day job. And in fact, we're going to talk about how to take advantage of the fact that you have a day job to turbo boost the whole thing. For regular tips and tricks on all things money and mindset to help you build an aligned and abundant business that you absolutely love, just subscribe to my channel and hit the notification bell. Building a business while you're still stuck in your day job can feel really hard, and you can get really resentful and just wish that you could escape and just fully immerse yourself in your business. And I know, I remember it was a little bit like that for me, to be honest, when I was transitioning from my finance business into my coaching business. I kind of considered my finance business my day job at the time. You know, it was the thing I had created and grown into this amazing, successful business. It's the thing that brought lots of money in. But my heart was in my coaching business. That's what I wanted to build. That's what I wanted to expand. That's where I wanted to spend my time. And so I found myself constantly kind of battling against being in the finance business, having to do the work, having to show up, having to spend all the time. And it was really tiring and it really wore me down. And eventually I decided to just stop, because when you teach law of attraction, eventually, you remember that there should be an easier way, right? And when I stopped and actually looked at the energetics of what was going on and took it back to the basic principles I knew to be true, I made a few little tweaks that actually completely shifted the energy and not only allowed me to show up in my new business the way I wanted to and love every moment of it without feeling tired and worn out and like I was trying to cram it into the gaps, but it also allowed that business to really take off and become successful a whole lot faster so that I could leave the finance business behind. I handed all my clients over to my wonderful husband who took wonderful care of them, and I was free to get on with building my coaching business full time. So, the first thing you want to remember is that what you resist persists. So, the more you struggle against the day job, not wanting to be there, resentful of the time that you're having to put into it and the energy that it's zapping from you, the worse it's going to get. The more you're going to exacerbate that problem and feel that drain and feel that resentment. So, you need to just let go of that and stop resisting what is so that you can allow what is yet to come to flow. The next thing is to remember that surrender is what allows new doors to open. So as you surrender yourself to, you know what, this is how it is right now, I'm going to need to go a little bit slower. I can't work on my business today. My day job needs me. The more you just allow yourself to go with the flow of that, the more that energy actually relaxes and allows new doors to open, allows new opportunities to come to you, because you're no longer wrapping up all your energy in the struggle against what is, you're allowing things to unfold and go to where they naturally want to go next. And that allows the universe to do its magic and kind of put you in the right place at the right time, having the perfect conversations that ultimately help you grow your business even faster. Because you know what? Who knows what amazing conversations and people you will meet through your day job that actually end up being the perfect catalyst to help you succeed in your business. And the more you just surrender into it and enjoy wherever you are right now, the more you allow that magic to unfold. And, you know, I need to share with you, sometimes in Magnetic Money, one of our students will come in and say, look, I've decided that I'm just going to take a part-time job as I build my business, especially when they're early on in their business journey. And, you know, people used to feel embarrassed or like they're failing somehow when they had to announce that they're taking a job 2 days a week. But my reaction is always that I celebrate because that job plays an important role in allowing your business to grow without all the pressure on it of having to make money instantly. It allows you to find your way, to figure it out, to work out exactly who you want to work with and how you want to work with them. Your messaging, your niching, all of those things, your strategy, it takes the pressure off by having this day job. So the day job is this amazing thing that gives you some financial security and allows your business to kind of flow and duck and weave and figure out as it, you know, finds its way in life. So whenever one of our magnetic money students says, look, you know, maybe I jumped the gun, I'm just going to take this part-time job, I celebrate with them because I know that energetically it's going to actually allow their business to grow so much faster by not having this intense pressure on it to instantly succeed and, you know, be the breadwinner for the family. So if you're still in a day job while you're building your business, I'd love you to tell me in the comments below, what are three things that you really love about your day job that you can be really grateful for? Because the more you tap into that, the more you express gratitude for all that your day job gives you, the more you allow that energy to shift, and you'll find that you suddenly have a lot more energy available to you to actually build and grow your business because you don't have it all wrapped up in being resentful and wishing you weren't there, right? So I want to encourage you to remember that there is one thing that will support your alignment more than anything else, and that is making sure that you get enough rest. So be okay with going slow. Make sure you get lots of rest because that allows you to be in alignment, and that alignment is worth so much more than any amount of hard work you could put into. You can never outwork a poor alignment. You just cannot do it. So you may as well take a rest, have a nap, go to bed early, take a day off, and get back in alignment. And the power of that alignment makes up for any missed time. Time is irrelevant when you work with the power of alignment. And a really great example recently was one of our students who had taken a new full-time job. She actually works full-time while also running her business. And she took a new job that she thought was going to free her up more because it was less pressure and less intense. But what she didn't really expect is that this job required her to travel and go to the office every day. And she suddenly found herself having to leave the house at 7 a.m. and not get home until 7 p.m. So really, there was no time and energy left to keep building her business. And she was really quite distraught. And when we had that conversation, I said, look, it's okay. Just relax. Right now, you're still in that transition period. You're, you know, needing to still wrap things up from the old job, get your head around the new job. Your business will still be there for you once this kind of crunch period is over. So just look after yourself and just appreciate what's happening and love everything about this new job, and the energy will shift and things will find their way. Well, about 2 or 3 months went by, which she felt was terrible because she had made all these plans of what she wanted to achieve in her business, but she surrendered into it. And what happened was, you know, she found her feet in her new job. The old job work was all done and dusted. And then things started to shift and slow down. And she had more freedom to work from home and be more flexible in her new job. And she found that beautiful place of alignment within herself. And within next to no time, she had actually moved way beyond where she'd expected and wanted to be in her business by that stage, because by having surrendered and just let go for a little while and relaxed into what was and accepting it, she allowed herself to find her way back to alignment that much more easily and made up for all the lost time in next to no time. And what she achieved in the next few months in her business was really quite staggering. And it actually was more than others achieved who were working full time in their business. So remember that. Time is irrelevant. Alignment trumps everything. Now, your mindset is going to be one of your most critical assets in getting you through any of these kind of transition periods. So make sure you check out these videos here next, because they will really help you with sorting out some of the main mindset blocks that tend to slow down entrepreneurs. Now, I have a favor to ask. If you enjoyed this video, please let me know. And here's how you can do that. You can tell me in the comments, or you can hit the like button, click the subscribe button and make sure that you keep coming back for more tips to help you build an aligned and abundant business that you absolutely love. It's time to embrace your unlimited potential, and you are so ready to take that next step. So I'll see you in the next episode, and bye for now.